When farmers go to the fields to harvest, everyone is reminded to put safety first. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Talked with Eric Van Asdale, Senior Loss Control Representative for Country Financial.
I find a lot with roadway safety. People who live in rural areas aren't as accustomed to seeing traffic out on the roads with farming equipment. So this is the time of year we start to see an increase in accidents between farm implements on the road and motorists out in the road. So we try to put out press releases, make the public aware as much as we can that, hey, that farm equipment's coming back out. Be aware when you see it, slow down, drive safe, only pass when it's safe to do so. But there's two sides of that, too, is we also communicate with farmers to remind them to help keep themselves safe. A lot of farmers go around the clock as long as the weather allows it, so we communicate with them about taking breaks, eating healthy foods to try to keep from getting too tired, watch out how prescription medications can impact your reaction time this time of year. Just be safe so we can all get through together. Roadway safety is a two-way street. Farmers know how much space they're taking up on the road, and it's their right to be there as well, but they can do a lot by watching out for the motorists on the roads that don't understand they're there and how much room they take. So make sure all the flashers are working. Try to avoid high traffic times, rush hour before and after work. Watch dusk and dawn. Almost all the accidents we see come at dusk and dawn when the sun is in people's eyes. So little changes farmers can make can help keep the roadway safe for everybody.
Safe roads lead to safe food supply. So if you're hungry, drive safely. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.